An underground train derailed at a station in central Paris, injuring 23 people and just missing another underground train standing on the opposite track. French emergency service said the train was traveling at 35 kilometers per hour when it derailed as it entered the station. No one has been killed, and no one was trapped in the train during the accident. Ambulances rushed to the scene, and doctors began treating casualties in the station and at a nearby cafe. Some people have broken limbs, and others have suffered bruising. No one was in critical condition. It was not known why the train came off the tracks.
An international study has discovered why some people who eat a high-fat diet remain slim, yet others pile on the weight. Researchers found in some people, a high-fat diet causes the brain cells to become insulated from the body. This prevents vital signals, which tell the body to stop eating and burn calories through exercise, from reaching the brain. The team from Monash University, Australia, said the findings provide a critical link in addressing the obesity epidemic.
Will Congress and President Obama find a way to avoid the fiscal cliff? What came to be known as the fiscal cliff was really a series of automatic tax increases and government spending cuts that were scheduled to take effect at the start of the year. The reason? U.S. government has too much debt. Now, the President and Congress could have avoided that fiscal cliff by coming up with the compromise, a different plan to reduce the debt. But as of yesterday, still no agreement.
Charles Schulz drew Peanuts for 50 years. The comic strip first appeared in 7 American newspapers in 1950. At that time, the subjects were all children and animals. They still are. People love these characters because they demonstrate the failings and strengths of all human beings. For example, Charlie Brown usually cannot get things right, but he tries his best, and he never stops trying.
A new study suggests that early exposure to germs strengthens the immune system. That means letting children get a little dirty might be good for their health later in life. The study involved laboratory mice. It found that adult mice raised in a germ-free environment were more likely to develop allergies, asthma, and other autoimmune disorders. There are more than 80 disorders where cells that normally defend the body instead attack tissues and organs.